The language of modern high-tech communications is the subject of a meeting that will shortly be taking place here in the Vatican, bringing together media experts from countries around the world. The Pontifical Council for Social Communications is holding its plenary assembly from February the 28th to March 3rd, reflecting on the challenges of finding a new language for the Church in this fast-paced digital era and looking at some very concrete examples of best practice where churches have managed to make their voices heard in today's media culture.
Today we are talking about digital culture. Our problem is to see how we can think about our faith, about the message of Jesus, in the perspectives of this new culture.
Archbishop Claudio Celi is president of the Pontifical Council, whose members will be meeting with Pope Benedict on Monday.
I think that the source of our reflection is the last message of the Holy Father for the World Communication Day. In this message, the Holy Father is inviting us to think about the fact that the new technologies are not only changing our way of communication, but they are having a deep cultural transformation. I think that we must take knowledge about such a development. And so we thought that was important that we must consider that there is a new way of learning, of thinking, and certainly through new technologies we have a great opportunity to establish human relations and to build communion. I like to use such an expression, communion, because inside the Church, I think that it's important to think and to meditate that new technologies really are very helpful to create, to build up ecclesial community, communion. And we must also take conscience that in our human relation, we are needing a language. And so our problem, I think, that our point of reflection is to think how today the new digital culture is needing, is using new languages. And this, I think, is a delicate point, because new languages are really influencing our way of life, our culture, are not only an expression, but also are changing. You can perceive today this, for example, how the young generation are influencing the grown-up people. You can perceive, for example, how children today are influencing the human culture of their parents, of their grandparents. Today we have grandparents who are using internet to chat with their grandchildren. It is funny. In Europe, you know very well that all generations of the third or the fourth generation are approaching new technologies because are pushed by the kids, by the children. But the problem is that not only we are learning how to use new technologies, but new technologies are really influencing our culture, our way of living.
This is a huge challenge for the Church, isn't it, which has traditionally spoken in quite an exclusive language, which is only comprehensible to those already inside the Church and not to these people, perhaps, who may be interested in its message but are unable to understand this very traditional language.
It is true, but consider that since the beginning, the community of the disciples of Jesus were facing their these problems. Can you imagine the first disciples, just to take reference with Peter and Paul, in Rome, how the first community of disciples were facing the Greek-Roman culture and how they were trying to present, to offer the gospel, the message of Jesus, to another culture, to people who were involved in other cultures. But this was along the centuries. Today we are talking about digital culture. Our problem is to see how we can think about our faith, about the message of Jesus, in the perspectives of this new culture.
You're going to have some very practical examples, aren't you? Some very practical ideas of best practice where the churches in different countries are managing to do just that.
We were thinking that it was good to offer to the members of the council who are having their plenary meeting here in Rome from the 28th of February. We are offering to them just 3 moments of experience and reflection. So we were inviting some professors of the Salesian University, of the Faculty of Communication, to teach us, to help us to rediscover the meaning of new languages. And be careful also here. There is certainly a language connected with the new technologies, this multimedia technology. But there is also an anthropological language. What the human being today has in his heart and how we are able to have a real dialogue, a dialogue of life with such a person. And it's not easy, because you can imagine immediately, one matter is to talk with a young man of 18. Another way is to talk in a real way with a man of 80. And certainly it's not just only like to dress up in a different way. You are approaching a human being in different moments of his life. And my problem is to know what language I am able to use with such a person. So the first day will be languages, and we are having professors, university professors, just to help us to meditate, to think about such a problem. The second day we invited people from France who are using new technologies, multimedia, for some broadcasting, television broadcasting and radio broadcasting. And the third day we invited the English team that were presenting the historical visit of Pope Benedict in England, the recent visit. They were using really, it is a masterpiece, I would say, in a great capacity to use new languages and also multimedia technologies to present the visit of the Holy Father. And so we thought that was good to invite the people involved in such a visit, in such a presentation, and to discover with them how, in what a way, they were interpreting the visit of the Holy Father in a multimedia presentation.
My thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, which is holding its plenary assembly here in the Vatican from February 28th to March 3rd.